we decided to write this whole record together, like sort of all four of us in the same room at the same time, and just flesh the whole thing out. And for some reason, that being the common ground between us, it sort of rose to the surface.
David Lowery and the guys of Cracker are well-versed in the language of snark and guitar snarl, and the punk roots it grows from get top billing on the band's new album. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. The band Cracker had its early 90s alt-rock hits with songs like Teen Angst and Low, showcasing the same dismissive attitude in its lyrics as it did fighting the music biz machine. So it's curious that the title of the band's new album leans toward the positive. It's called Sunrise in the Land of Milk and Honey. And don't worry too much, FUV's Darren DeVivo found out that the band's signature irony is all over that choice. So that's one constant. One difference is the decision to test out the songs on the road before hitting the studio and to write as a group. It created what frontman David Lowery calls not a punk record, but our punk record. And he spoke more about making the album when Cracker made a return visit to FUV.
How is it when you have four people in a room writing songs together? I mean, you're working on lyrics also together?
Not really lyrics. That usually ends up being my domain, and that happens much later. Usually to me, a song, when I know a song is done, is kind of when you play the music and you have more or less a plausible structure that you could put words to, right, and you have the germ of the lyrics, like, you know, that song, Hey Brett. Really, literally, me and Frank found ourselves singing, Hey, Brett, you know what time it is? So I didn't really bother writing the verses till, like, months later. You know, I sort of just knew what I was singing in the chorus. And not to say I didn't think about it, but the genesis of the song is what we get together, all four of us in the room together. And then I might refine the words and some of the structure later before we go in to record it. Or somebody else might.
My people come out of the forest and the mountains into this unpromising land. Stretch out a living in this desert valley, hard living for any man. It went to Eden, as cold as Sweden, like Hades in the summer chair. They drink the ditches, we built the cities, we picked the fruit from the time it is. Hey, Brad, you know what time it is.
Interesting that the album is one that's got this, you know, punk attitude to it. But yet it's kind of has a sunny title and, you know, and even the artwork and the photograph in there, sunshiny kind of thing, sunrise in the land of milk and honey, very positive. And then it's got a punch to it, especially kicking off with the first song, Yalla Yalla.
Yeah. It's like the sun came up in the morning and you got to see everything in the light of day, and it wasn't really as good as you imagined it to be. And once again, you know, I have to go back to my English aunt who told me very early on when I started putting out records, she says, you're in a dangerous business. And I thought she meant rock music in general. And she said, no, using irony in America. So once again, we have a title that it's not really what it seems. I don't know. I can't help but work on three or four levels at the same time. You know, that's what I like to do.
The sunrise in the land of milk and honey. She says, my little bunny, it's this all that there is. The sunrise in the land of southern idols. Lines and hotel bibles. Fallen debutantes. So if you want to see what's in the shadows, the burning meadows of our apocalypse, dream a fellow fields, dream a winter, cause dying is easy, it's living that's hard.
Live Live at FUV. That's Cracker and the title track of their new album, Sunrise in the Land of Milk and Honey. Hear more exclusive interviews and performances online at WFUV.org. Take 5 is produced by Sarah Wardrop.